Yo-Gen Z, what's up? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of truth serum straight to your earbuds. You ever feel like your brain's running a non-stop marathon on caffeine and existential dread? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into mindfulness today. Not because some guru told us to, but because literally every part of you, from your dopamine levels to that sweet, sweet Instagram validation, is screaming for it. Let's be real. Stress is the official language of this generation. We got climate change anxiety, social media pressure, and the constant fear of missing out on, well, everything. It's enough to make you want to chuck your phone in a volcano and live off-grid with some goats. But hold up. Before you go full hermit mode, listen up, because mindfulness ain't about becoming a Zen master chanting under a waterfall, unless that's your vibe, no judgment. It's about reclaiming control over your freaking mind, one breath at a time. Here's the deal. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on your chaotic inner monologue. Ever feel like you're trapped in a never-ending loop of thoughts? What if I fail? Am I doing enough? Ugh, did my crush just double-tap my last post? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through TikTok and suddenly realize you've spent the entire afternoon watching cat videos instead of actually living your life? Mindfulness helps you step back from that mental roller coaster and observe your thoughts without getting swept away. It's like being a freaking spectator to your own mind, not just a passenger on a crazy ride. Key takeaway W1, 1. Mindfulness ain't about emptying your mind. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, kinda like you're watching a movie instead of living in it. Think about it. We spend so much time scrolling through curated feeds, comparing ourselves to people who probably aren't even real, that we forget how to just exist. Mindfulness brings us back to the present moment, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the warmth of the sun, the taste of your morning coffee, unless you're one of those weird iced coffee folks. It's about appreciating the small stuff, the little joys that make life worth living. Key takeaway, 2. Get back to your senses. Feel the textures, smell the scents, savor the tastes. Life ain't just a bunch of selfies and TikToks. It's like being in a crowded room. You can either get swept up in the chaos or find a quiet corner to observe it all unfold. Mindfulness is that quiet corner. It gives you space to breathe, to think clearly, and to make decisions that align with your values, instead of reacting impulsively to every little thing. Key, takeaway E3, stop letting life happen to you. Be the freaking director. Here's another thing. Stress ain't just a mental thing, it messes with your body too. We're talking elevated heart rate, tight muscles, that constant feeling of being on edge. Mindfulness helps regulate those physical responses, bringing your whole system back into balance. Key takeaway S4. Your body is speaking. Learn its language. Stress ain't just a feeling, it's a physical state. Mindfulness helps you break the cycle. Now, let's talk about how this actually plays out in real life. Imagine you're staring down an exam that could make or break your GPA. Your brain's probably going into overdrive. What if I fail? What if everyone else aces it? Instead of panicking, take a deep breath. Yes, you heard me right, breathe. Focus on the physical sensations, the coolness of the air hitting your skin, the weight of your pen in your hand. Bring yourself back to the present moment and approach that exam with a calm, focused mind. Key takeaway, E5. Mindfulness isn't just some fluffy concept. It's a superpower you can activate whenever you need it. So there you have it, Gen Z. Mindfulness ain't about becoming some spiritual guru or living off the grid. It's about taking control of your mind, reducing stress, and living your best life one mindful moment at a time. Don't just scroll past this. Put those earbuds in, take a deep breath, and remember, you got this. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and let me know what you think in the comments. Now go out there and be freaking awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.